It is hour two of the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuskett filling in again today. I'll be back on the Civic Media airwaves next week, back in the news department where they have me covering things around the state and obviously with sports. This time of year with holiday tournaments, I'll have my hands full. But getting another hour here on the Civic Media Network to talk a little bit of sports this hour, as you might expect from the sports director of the company, a chance to talk sports. I don't know what they expected when they asked me to do a show, but I am going to talk a lot of sports and going to do that this hour just a bit. In a half hour, there's a book coming out in 2025 covering the Milwaukee Bucks in the late 60s, early 70s called Building the Milwaukee Bucks, The Path to the First NBA Championship for the Bucks. We're going to do that with Jordan Tresky coming up a half hour from now. About at 4 o'clock, we'll switch over to the Dom Salvia Show. 6 o'clock, we'll go into the night. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba is coming your way at 6 tonight. First hour, appreciate all the callers chiming in about places in Wisconsin that they want to visit, maybe they've never been to, want to visit someday, put it on their bucket list. For me, Door County is my list. I've been in the state my entire life and never been there, so that is on my list to accomplish at some point here now as I head into my 40s. Going to do that hopefully sometime soon. But I appreciate all the people who called in and wrote in on the comments here on our live stream. A lot of fun talking to folks there as well. But in this segment, going to talk about something I had brought up on another show I had filled in for here on Civic Media, and that is a proposal that would drastically change how teams not only qualify for the playoffs but get seeded in them in high school football. It's the only sport that is not all play. That is, not every team gets in. So there are a very long list of ways, tiebreakers, et cetera, you have to go through to set the playoff field. In football, where 240 teams make it in, 224 and an 11 player, and then 16 and 8. So there are a lot of things you go through. And there's a proposal that promises a little more transparency to this process, and also something that I think makes a lot of sense to me is setting the divisions that the teams are in at the start of the year, so there's not that guessing game when we finish the regular season. Brian Kaminsky is the president of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. He's also the head coach at Sun Prairie East, and someone I've had the fortune of being able to cover and call games for a very, very long time in my previous work in the Madison area. Coach Kaminsky, great to have you on here.
Awesome. Glad to be back with you here. This is like old days, huh?
This is like the old days, man. It is so much fun to talk to you. And I know that for you, this is a topic. And watching the presentations you've done and speaking about this topic, something you obviously have a lot of passion for. Because first of all, this is something that affects every program across the state. But I think second of all, addresses a couple of things. One is kind of a longstanding issue, and one is a more recent issue. The longstanding issue being knowing what division you're in, and the more recent issue of computerized seating and looking for transparency. Can you tell us a little bit about the proposal that's been brought forth that the coaches are considering right now?
Yeah, it's been a lot of work, to be honest with you. We put together a committee with some coaches from Edgewood, and Travis Wilson and Tony Biolo and Jason Gorse and Drake Zorbins, guys all throughout the state from different areas, different levels. We've discussed with the eight-player football as well. And like you said, really what we want to do is we want it to become transparent, right? We want everybody to know exactly what it takes, exactly where you stand. I think it'd be awesome. I think, you know, we could decide what week, but maybe like week 5, we start doing a reveal show on Tuesday nights or something like that on WIS Sports, and we can kind of show current rankings for everybody where they stand, and we could be an unofficial one, and the WIA could have their official one, and we could cross-reference those as the season's going on to make sure that everything is in order. That way that Friday night at the end of the last regular season game, there's a smooth process. It could basically almost all be decided right away instead of taking that thing into the wee hours of the morning and opening it up to interpretation and stuff like that. So like you said, we'd be excited to set our enrollments before the season even starts. So right now I think we have it as 52 in each division. So you'd be just competing with those schools. That'd be a big change. Because right now we know that if you're above 500 in your conference, you're in the playoffs for sure. But you know, every division could play out just a little bit differently, right? There's not a secret number of wins to get you and be decided by your ranking that you get based upon this matrix. So You would have to be, you know, if we're Division One, then we're living in the Division One world and we're competing against those 52 teams. If we happen to be Division Two, then we're in the 52 world and we're competing against those separate 52 teams. So we like that. We also like the fact that it can really balance out the brackets, which is something we really like. And we're excited about, while still maintaining the geographic representation. I think that's important with the WIA, and we've been told that, and we still feel we can do that in a way while still adjusting the brackets to ensure that, you know, there's a lot of years where you might get a level one game that could become a state championship game, right? And we're trying to avoid those and get those later in the playoffs, and we think it's a little bit more fair to those teams. And what a way it would create that excitement as well, and then probably draw a few more fans in attendance at a level three or level four game in that type of scenario. So we're excited. It's been a lot of work. Really proud of our membership. You know, we went ahead and did a survey. Wow, we had 400 head coaches respond, and I think there's 425 or 26 head coaches throughout the state of Wisconsin. So to have almost 94% of the coaches respond tells us that they're interested in this, and for them to come back with 87.5, I think it was, percent in favor of this new matrix, really tells us that they feel now is the time for change. And again, we've discussed why, but what I really like about it is it's transparent. Everybody will know the formula. We can cross-reference it with the WIAA throughout the season, and really help speed up that Friday night at the end of the season.
Brian Kaminsky is the president of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. He's also the head coach at Sun Prairie East. I'm speaking from this as a because I'm an assistant coach in a small school district in southwestern Wisconsin, and we got to see it play out where I lived in the Six Rivers Conference, which is an all Division VII league where our top two teams in the league, an undefeated team, got seeded at number three, and then the team that they beat by one score in week nine was seeded as the number six, so they had a rematch right away in level one, and it ended up being a 1-point game. The winner of that game, Potosi Castle, ended up in the Division VII state championship game where they finished as runners-up. So when you talk about putting teams in different places in the bracket, things like that, I think that was something that was loudly voiced this year when the computer seedings came out. That was one example. There are examples from across the state, from schools as large as Oconomowoc, you know, all the way through, again, the Division VII bracket, where teams felt like, you know, maybe the seeding didn't really shake out. I am curious about the setup of the divisions because, you know, right now, as you said, the qualification to get in is a 500 or better record in conference play. How are conferences affected by this proposal where now instead of just the seven conference games being kind of that metric to get in, that requirement to get in, now all nine games are going to be part of the formula?
Yeah, I think it's going to just add a little bit to each game, means a little bit more, right? Still, you're going to get about 80% of your tournament factor points or your ranking or your seeds can still come from conference play. So conference play is still very important, but it just adds a little bit of juice and a little bit more interest, I think, in those non-conference games, where if you can get two quality opponents, get two wins, that's just going to boost your ranking as the season goes on. But and if you play two quality opponents and you don't win, it's not going to kill you either. I mean, we unfortunately lost to Verona and Maguanago, started the year out 0-2. Ended up 6-3 overall. And, you know, I think in this matrix, we would have been maybe the 13th or 14th rated team in Division II, which is probably about where we should have been, I think.
Let's talk about the formula, because one thing about the current setup that, you know, proponents of the system, there are a lot of them. As you said, there's seven ace of coaches responding were in favor of this proposal. So let's talk about the formula, where the current setup for the computer modeling, nobody knows the formula or what goes into it, right? We know the basics, you know, winning games typically helps your cause, right? But how the teams get seeded after that, it's anybody's guess at this point. Only a select few actually know what actually goes into it. This proposal lays it out in the open, what you need to get in. Can you explain a little bit about the formula for teams that would have to get into the high school football playoffs, what goes into it?
Yeah, it's going to take into account who you beat, which is something that we felt was important. Right, that your strength of schedule is going to come into play by that as well. So really, it's going to start with first level points, tier one points, I think we called it. If you beat a Division One team, you're going to get 6.5 points. If you get a Division Two team, you get 6 points, and on down. And then you take that number, divide that by the number of games you played, which is hopefully nine. We know there's some instances where teams don't play a complete schedule, but in a perfect world, you divide that number by nine, and that's your tier one points. And then your tier two points come from the teams that you beat. You get their tier one points. So if we played, when Verona beat us last year, week one, they got our points, and that spoke good for them. We ended up being a decent record, and they got quite a few points from us. So their tier one points, you take that number divided by the number of games possibly played, which would be 81, and then we originally times that by 10, but we knocked it down to one notch, and we're going to times that by 9, and that's your tier 2 points. And you add your tier 1 and tier 2 points, and that's your ranking, and that tells you where you're going to be seated and all that good stuff, right? But it's right out there. It's pretty easy to figure out. I'm not a math guy by any stretch of the imagination, and I could follow it along. So that was good for me. But then based upon geographically, we're going to take those top 4 people are going to be 1 seeds, and the next 4 5, 6, 7, 8 are going to be your 2 seeds and so forth. So we're excited. I think it's pretty easy, transparent. And we feel now is the time for change. You know, there's a few hiccups that took place last season, and we feel now we got the eyes and ears of everybody throughout the WIA and the WFCA, and we want to make a positive change for all schools and our for our membership.
Brian, I want to – first of all, are you able to stick around a couple more minutes? Because I do want to follow up on that thought.
Absolutely.
So if you're able to stick around, I do want to follow up on that thought because I'm curious about how this kind of originated and came through and whether the situation which happened this year was any part inspiration to this. So we'll talk about that here in just a minute. Again, if you're just joining us, Brian Kaminsky, the head coach at Sun Prairie East and also president of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, on with us talking about something that would greatly change playoff qualification for high school football in Wisconsin. The only high school sport, by the way, where, again, it's not everybody in because of the nature of football. You can only play a game a week. Would be really tough to go back to the old days of doing the 3 games in 10 days. So there's a limit of teams that get into the postseason, and we'll talk a little bit more about this coming up. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media, and we'll have more coming up right after this. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in back on Civic Media again right after this.